Whether you're a marathon cyclist or just waiting for the chance to ditch your training wheels, consider directing your pedal power where it helps, as the Canadian Mental Health Association of York Region and South Simcoe, CMHAYRSS, gets into gear for mental health in motion. One of the signature annual events for the CMHAYRSS, Mental Health in Motion, will take place Sunday, June 11, at Newmarket's Ray Twinney Complex, 100 Eagle Street West, with virtual and at-home options available as well, offering something for every comfort level. Registration for the event is now open, with all proceeds benefiting the CMHAYRSS, MOBYSS bus, which takes critical mental health care directly to youth. We certainly hope this will be a nice, sunny and warm day for the 450 people we would love to have attend the event, run, walk, or ride, in support of youth mental health and our Mobile York South Simcoe, MOBYSS, bus, says CMHAYRSS's Catherine Matzig. We understand that youth mental health is so important to individuals because a lot of kids struggled during the pandemic, for example. Youth mental health in Canada was already concerning pre-pandemic, but certainly during the pandemic and post-pandemic a lot of kids were struggling with isolation and fear about the loss of a lot of social connections. 75% of mental health concerns really do have their onset during childhood and early adolescence, and we really do recognize that early intervention is the key to success, and also removing barriers is a key to making sure that kids do access this service. The fact that MOBYSS travels around the community going to where kids are removes that barrier of transportation, because we are now providing services virtually as well as in person. That also removes another barrier for kids who maybe MOBYSS doesn't go to their school, for example, or they are no longer in high school, because MOBYSS serves youth who are 12 and up to the age of 25. We removed the barrier of access because we don't ask kids to produce a health card in order to receive services from MOBYSS. The services are free, they don't even have to provide their name if they are not comfortable doing that. There's no wait, no judgment and no cost, and that removes a lot of barriers to service and encourages kids to reach out with questions or for help when they need it most, without worrying that there is going to be something in the way to getting that care. MOBYSS, which serves approximately 2,500 youth each year, is primarily funded through philanthropy, says Matzig, and events like Mental Health in Motion 2023 are a huge help. In addition to cycling, running or walking, this year's event will include live entertainment, ice cream, a barbecue, and more. When people finish their activities, success stories will be shared by the CMHAYRSS team and those who have received their help. It will really drive home to people what their participation and fundraising for this event with MOBYSS really does accomplish. Whether or not you or someone you know has faced a mental health challenge, Matzig says mental health has touched everybody in some way. It can take the form of depression and anxiety, postpartum depression, body dysmorphia, eating disorders, and bipolar disorder, among others. I would argue that everybody knows somebody or has had some experience with mental health, and when people in the community come together, when they talk about mental health, when it is destigmatized, it also makes it easier for people who really are suffering with mental illness or mental health, feel more comfortable in reaching out and accessing service, or asking for help. That is really the most important thing. We want people to know that CMHA York and South Simcoe is active in our community, that we want people to reach out for support for service if they have questions. If they are supporting a loved one who's struggling with mental illness, or if there is a situation in the workplace, we provide workplace educational programs to businesses and corporations and community groups who want to educate themselves, their staff members, their employees about mental health and recognizing the signs that someone is looking for or wanting help. We want to destigmatize mental health and mental illness. I think Mental Health in Motion is really a celebration of community. It's a celebration of openness and an opportunity to come together with like-minded people and make mental health as easy to talk about as physical health. For more information on Mental Health in Motion 2023, including how to register for the event itself, how to support an already registered participant, or volunteer for the event itself, visit cmhainmotion.ca. Brock Weir is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at The Auroran.